AP News for Friday, August 30th. I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump's been speaking to his base, telling the group Moms for Liberty migration and President Biden's record compelled him to mount his current White House bid.
I would have been happy if he were a great president, and I wouldn't have run. I also wouldn't have run if I didn't think I won the election. I mean, I think we won that election by so much.
Trump's lawyers are seeking to postpone sentencing in his New York hush money criminal case as they try to get a federal court to intervene and overturn his felony conviction. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign has announced a reproductive freedom bus tour, the first stop next Tuesday near Trump's Florida home in Palm Beach. Inflation continues to ease. The Fed's preferred measure shows prices up 2.5% last month over July a year ago. Israel says it killed a senior Hamas commander in its ongoing operation in the occupied West Bank, while in Gaza, a pause in fighting set to go into effect Sunday so the WHO can conduct a polio vaccination campaign. And the hockey world's remembering one of its brightest stars.
Former Boston College head coach Jerry York says the news of the deaths of Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew was devastating.
Both Matty and Johnny were, terrifically admired.
The Gaudreau brothers died Thursday night when they were hit while riding bikes by a suspected drunken driver near their childhood home in New Jersey. They were in town for their sister's wedding Friday in Philadelphia. While at Boston College, Johnny became known as Johnny Hockey because of his passion and love for the game. Jay Feaster was the general manager of the Calgary Flames when the team drafted Gaudreau in 2014.
For me, it isn't about the hockey, it's about the family. It's about his mom and dad and his sister and, it's just his children, his wife.
Johnny Gaudreau was 31. His brother Matthew was 29. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. Walter Ratliff now with a surfing story.
At this church in Portugal, parishioners worship as they surf.
We share the same passion. We are in the same place.
Pastor Samuel Cinelli says the surf church was established in the city of Porto as a unique way to spread the gospel.
When I'm surfing and I'm in the ocean and I see a wave, I can see God and I can relate to God when I'm in the ocean. And surfers, they think the same.
The beachfront church has grown from a few families to a diverse group of attendees representing more than a dozen nationalities. Uliana Yarova, whose family fled the war in Ukraine, was recently baptized in the same waves the church members surf.
It's like more like joy, just more presence of God.
With the motto, "We love waves, we love Jesus," their leaders hope to plant many more surf churches. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.